朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
主在这里都给了我们非常丰富的恩典。
For many years, consecutively, the Lord has blessed us tremendously.
Hello, brother Ernie. So sorry, I don't have time to say hello to you yet.
Hello, brother Ernie.
It's about time for you to go to bed.
I know everybody had a hard time traveling, driving up here.
110多 mile, 今天我开了三个半小时。
Over 110 miles took me 3.5 hours today.
因为我们一车的人平均年龄75岁左右。
The average age and the occupants of my car is around 75 years old.
我的老父亲一路上大概每不到十分钟就要求要下车上厕所一次。
My dad had to go to the bathroom almost every 10 minutes.
他一路上起码问了我好几十次，还有多久？还有多久 ？Are we there yet?
He basically asked me, "Are we there yet?" The entire way here.
弟兄姊妹，虽然很紧张的开来，可是一来到这里就有说不出来的喜乐。
Yes, I was full of burden as I was driving here, but when I got here, I was full of joy.
因为我觉得在这边真的是一个最近过去几年神特别向我们施恩的地方。
And again, this is a particular place that we receive immense grace from God in the previous years.
我相信很多人都记忆犹新，每次踏到这里，我们就想起去年蒙恩的情形。
And every time we come here, we remember what God has done for us last year.
今天在路上我还在跟于师母讲，每次在开车的时候都说明年不要再来这个地方了。
And I was recounting with Sister Nancy that every time we drive up here, we would say, "Next year, we're not coming up here anymore."
然后每次开回去的时候，就说这趟路值得来。
And every time on our way back, we say, "This was worth it."
虽然是跑了两三个小时这样跑过来，可是每一次来都觉得非常值得。
This is far away from home, takes a lot of time, but afterwards, we know it's really worth it.
有姊妹，我们希望我们好好祷告，也彼此祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that we ourselves will pray earnestly and pray for one another.
就像我们会前也在这里祷告，没有一个人在这里不被主得着的。
And as we pray that not a single person will not be laid hold of by God.
而且我们在山下就一再的祷告，说主，我们决定不甘心，怎么来怎么回去。
And we pray before we came up here, we say, God, we are not willing that everyone would come the same way and leave the same way.
我们一定要被你改变。
Lord, we need to be changed by you.
我们的生命要被你改变。
God, our lives need to be transformed by you.
我们跟你的关系要被改变。
Our relationship with you needs to be changed.
我们目前属灵的情形一定要被你改变。
Our current spiritual condition needs to be changed by you.
我们求神把一个很强的渴慕放在我们里面。
And we ask the Lord to give us a very deep desire and a yearning.
他应许我们，饥渴慕义的人有福了，他一定要得到饱足的。
The Lord promised that those who hunger for righteousness, they will be filled.
所以我们越多的倒空，他就越多的充满我们。
So the more we empty ourselves, the more the Lord will fill us up.
我们更多的渴慕，他就更多的来满足我们。
The more we long for Him, the more He will satisfy us.
去年我来的时候，我就说去年的题目好难讲，讲住在基督里。
And last, we counseled what we shared last year to abide in Christ. I thought that was a very difficult topic.
然后我发现今年的题目也是不好讲，看哪神的羔羊。
And then I discovered the topic for this year is also equally difficult. Behold the Lamb of God.
我尤其听到这个赵家英英他们全家为了这次聚会祷告。
And I hear our brother Francis and Ying, they've been praying for our entire retreat.
然后他们说一定要看见羔羊，要看见。
And they say we need to behold the Lamb.
每一个人都要看见。
Everyone needs to see Him.
然后小 Peter 跟他说 impossible, impossible.
And the little Peter would say, it's impossible.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个 impossible 在我里面成为很大的 burden.
And I know this word impossible has become a huge burden for me.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的这个只有主能够开我们的眼睛。
But it's just only God can open our eyes.
我们尽可能的，我们在这里讲耶稣，叫大家看耶稣。
And we talk about looking off to Jesus and to look upon Jesus.
但是我们需要圣灵来开我们的眼睛，让我们真看见耶稣。
And we need the Holy Spirit to really open our eyes that we may truly see Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天在这个世代里面，我们看了太多我们不该看的东西。
Let's just in this time in this generation, our eyes have seen too many things that we shouldn't see, we shouldn't watch.
太少去看那些该看的。
And we seldom look upon the things that we need to look.
所以我们花了很多的时间看那些不该看的东西。
So we waste a lot of time watching those worthless things.
我们看那些不需要看或不值得看的东西。
We look at the things that is not worthy of our attention, worthy of our time.
那就是每当我们看一个东西的时候
，But when we start looking at something or gazing to something,
它就会在我们的生命里面产生影响力的。
And then in our lives, it will always influence us.
你看亚当夏娃就是看到那个果子好做食物。
And Adam and Eve, they saw that fruit. They said it is pleasant for them as fruit.
所以他们把神对他们那么严肃的要求放到后面去。
So they displaced the requirement of God that was on them.
大卫看见这个
Bathsheba，
拔示巴在那里洗澡的时候，他就犯罪了。
And David, when he beheld Bathsheba, he sinned.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，罪都是从我们看的不该看的东西开始的。
And runs a lot of times sin into our lives through the things that we see that we are not to see.
仇敌用各样的东西在这里吸引我们的眼目。
And the enemy uses whatever means possible to draw our gaze and our attention.
要将我们的眼睛从该看的，从耶稣的身上转到今天的世界。
To take our eyes off the things we ought to look at, Jesus Christ, and to turn into the world.
然后发现一件事情，当我们更多看这个世界上东西的时候
，And then we discover as we gaze into the world.More and more,
然后我们心灵的眼睛就开始瞎了。
And the eyes of our hearts grow dim.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在马太福音特别告诉我们，眼睛是身上的灯，或是身上的光。
And Jesus spoke in the Gospel according to Matthew that our eyes is the lamp within us.
眼睛如果嘹亮，全身就光明。
If the eyes is well lit, then the entire body is lit.
如果黑暗的话，我们就看不到了。
But if it's darkness, we cannot see.
然后底下主耶稣说，如果我们心你的光如果黑暗的话，那这个黑暗是何等的大。
But if that darkness within us is so dim, how great is that darkness?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们的眼睛一直在看今生外面的东西的时候
，And if our eyes keep gazing upon this life and the things of this life,
你会发现一件事情，就是我们心灵的眼睛开始瞎了。
And you begin to discover the eyes of our hearts are going blind.
明明主跟我们同在，我们却感受不到他的同在。
The Lord is certainly with us, but we cannot sense His presence.
明明圣经上有这么多宝贵的应许。但是我们却觉得他跟我们无关。
So many wonderful promises in the Word of God that we cannot relate to.
哦，神对亚伯拉罕的应许说，凡你眼睛所看的都是你的。
And God's promises to Abraham, all that you beheld is yours.
神对约书亚说，凡你脚掌所踏之地都是你的。
And God spoke to Joshua, all that you put your feet upon will be yours.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们看不到。
But we cannot see that.
我们不知道要走什么路。
We don't know what is the path before us.
所以我们在主的里面，我们在这个世界的里面，我们常常瞎眼。
So in this world, we are often blind.
不管主耶稣
whether it's Jesus,
不管保罗
whether it's Paul,
当他们在地上的时候
while they were in this world,
他们身上有一个非常重要的托付或是 ministry.
And there's a ministry that's commissioned in their lives.
叫做开人的眼睛
It's to open the eyes of men.
大家记不记得路加福音第四章主耶稣说我来要传福音给贫穷的人听
The Lord says that he came in Luke chapter 4 to proclaim the gospel.
报告被掳的得释放瞎眼的可以看见
Those who are captive may be set free. Those who are blind may see.
所以你发现开眼叫瞎子看见是主耶稣非常重要的事情
So it's one of the important ministry for Jesus to open the, to give sight to the blind.
你千万不要以为只是肉身的瞎眼叫他看见
Do not think Jesus is performing a physical miracle.
在使徒行传二十六章
Acts chapter 26.
当保罗被带到亚基帕王面前的时候
，When Paul was taken to King Agrippa,
他跟亚基帕王做见证，他那天在大马色的路上如何遇见了神，
遇见了耶稣。On the way to Damascus, how he met the Lord.
那天讲到耶稣给他的托付。
And then it spoke of the Lord's commission into Paul's life.
我叫他去啊。
Paul, God says, go.
叫人的眼睛得开。
That the eyes of men may see.
哦，可以从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。
That out of darkness turns to light, and under the dominion of Satan unto God.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在历史上，在见证上，这个。 保罗很少叫人家瞎眼的看见。
But through history, through testimony, you discover that Paul really did not cause many who are physically blind to see.
都是指的我们心灵的眼睛。
It's always speaking of the eyes of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们的眼睛到底是不是明亮的。
But sir, I wonder if the eyes of our hearts are they well lit.
所以当我们今天要讲说看哪神的羔羊的时候
，So today when we proclaim, behold the Lamb of God.
我们千万不要去追求说我在异象中、异梦中看见。哦、穿白衣服的人子。
We're not pursuing that in our dreams or in revelations that we see this Son of Man who's clothed in white.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们不要去追求这些特殊的经历。
We're not pursuing these special experiences.
圣灵开我们眼睛。
But when the Holy Spirit opens our eyes,
看见耶稣
，to see Jesus,
就是知道我这个人整个人被他给吸引给抓住了。
That my entire being is captured by Him.
所以看见不见得是。当然不是指肉眼看见。
So this seeing is not necessarily seeing for the physical eyes.
主耶稣说，清心的人有福了。
That's why the Lord said, "Blessed are those who are pure in heart."
他们必得见神。
For they shall see God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要能够看见神的儿子，看见神。
That's for us to be able to see the Son of God, to be able to see God.
说到我们要清心啊。
It says that we need to have a pure heart.
而世界的神就故意要来弄瞎人的心眼。
But the God of this world wants to blind the hearts of men.
记不记得这是哪一节圣经啊？
You recall what verse this is?
怕你们累，光听我讲道。哥林多后书第四章啊。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
那些不信的人，这个世界的神就把他们的心眼给弄瞎了，心里的眼。
Who did not believe, the eyes of their hearts were darkened.
因为怎么样？你就发现这个这里讲的看见都不是指的外面的。
And you discover that all these seeing is not just for the outward seeing.
一个更好的例子哈。
A better example.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
讲到摩西得胜的时候。
It spoke of when Moses was victorious.
哦，他宁可跟神的百姓同受苦害，不肯享受最终之乐。
That he rather suffered with the people of God, that he would not delight himself in the pleasures of this world.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Saw the shame that to suffer that he could suffer with Christ is more precious than the wealth.
也讲到他因着信不肯称为法老的女儿。
So by faith he would not acknowledge that he would be the son.
因着信他不怕王怒。
And,
他不怕王生气了。
And because of faith, he was not afraid that the Pharaoh would be angry.
因为我刚刚讲的这四件事情，没有一件事情的得胜是容易的。
And brothers, so these four things that I talked about could not be easily attained.
但是整个摩西的得胜集中在一句很重要的话。
But all these things sum up in the secret of Moses' victory.
他就是看见。如同看见那不能看见的神。
He has seen the invisible God.
请问有没有看见
？I ask you, did he see it?
如同看见那不能看见的神，有没有看见
？As seeing the God that is invisible.
他也讲到神是不能看见的。
And
他讲神是不能看见的。
He says that God is the invisible God.
但是如同看见不能看见的神。
But as if seeing the one that is invisible.
所以一面在旧约圣经里面三次讲到摩西跟神之间是面对面。
And the scripture tells us three times that Moses talked to God face to face.
但在新约里面又说他如同看见了不能看见的神。
And then the New Testament says that he is seeing that which is the invisible God.
所以很简单的来说，就是都不是用肉眼看的。
So very simply put, he did not see it with his physical eyes.
而是从心里面在灵里面看见的那位不能看见的神。
His eyes, the eyes of his heart, he is seeing the invisible God.
哎呀，他的同在这么真实啊！
His presence is so real.
我们的心被他夺去。
Our hearts are being captured by him.
我们的心被他吸引了。
Our hearts are being drawn by him.
我们的生活被他影响了。
Our lives are being influenced by him.
弟兄姊妹，地上没有一个人像耶稣这样子配得我们来看的。
But there's not a person in this world worthy of our sight like Jesus.
没有一个人像耶稣这样子值得我们来看的。
Not a person is worthy like Jesus of our attention.
我再说啊，没有一个人。也像耶稣这样子经得起我们看的。
And I say again, not a person who can bear us gazing upon.
没有一个人像耶稣，是我们这么应该来看的。
No one like Jesus that is worthy of our gaze.
我讲了几个了。
How many of these things I've talked about?
没有一个人像耶稣这样子怎么值得我们看。
No one's like Jesus worthy of our sight.
经得起我们看。
Can endure. prepare our sight.
或是我们应该来看的。
Or that we ought to go, or we ought to look upon.
吸引我们来看他的。
It draws us to want to look upon.
所以当主耶稣显现的时候，主耶稣说：“来，跟从我。”
So when Jesus appeared, he said, "Come, follow me."
明明以赛亚书说他没有加薪美容。
But Isaiah says that he has nothing for us to esteem him of.
我们看见他的时候，他也没有任何的美貌值得我们羡慕。
And there's nothing that would cause us to admire him.
当他说来。跟从我的时候
when he cries out, come follow me.
彼得、约翰、雅各丢下一切起来跟随耶稣。
Peter, James and John, they forsook everything and followed him.
马太坐在税关上、税吏上，那是肥缺。用今天的话来说
，But Matthew was sitting as a tax collector. He was a thief.
马上离开税关起来跟随耶稣。
He left his position and he followed Jesus.
保罗前程一片看好。保罗。
Paul, but he saw his future very clearly.
他步步高升，大祭司把命令都交给他，让他去杀基督。
He was taking his steps, getting higher and higher. The high priest has given him the authority to go and annihilate Christianity.
当他一看见耶稣的时候
，But when he saw Jesus,
我常讲的一句话，保罗的一生就断送在耶稣的显现上。
And I say that Paul has ended his entire life at looking at Jesus.
他整个地上的计划、人生的这个前途，通通毁在耶稣的显现上。
All of his plans, all of his future.Has come to an end when he saw Jesus.
神把他从地上这么荣耀的一个地位放到一个属天的路上去了。
And God has taken a very promising path in his life and took him out and put him on a spiritual path.
他一生被耶稣吸引。
His entire life was drawn by Jesus.
一生活着为耶稣。
His entire life was living for Jesus.
他是爱我，为我死。
He loves me and gave himself for me.
所以保罗说，或生或死，我总叫我身上照常显大。
So Paul says, I'd rather life or death, Christ is to be magnified through me.
保罗说，我已经丢弃为他丢弃万事，如同粪土为基督。
Paul says, I forsook everything as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
保罗说，我只有一件，放弃背后，努力面前，向着标杆去跑。
I have but one thing, I forget the past and I press forward towards the goal.
讲到最后，保罗说，我活着就是基督。
And then Paul gets the point. He says.For me to live, it is Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，当耶稣向他显现以后
，And when Jesus appeared to him,
整个扭转了保罗的一生了。
Has turned his entire life.
弟兄姊妹，我们这次来聚会，我们就渴慕主让我们看见我们该看见。
Let's just our yearning at this retreat is that we ought to see what God wants us to see.
让我们真的是渴慕看见耶稣。
That we will long to see Jesus.
今天的主题的经文讲到施洗约翰在那里为人施洗的时候
，And the theme verse of this retreat is when John the Baptist was baptizing people at the River Jordan.
突然耶稣从那里经过。
And suddenly Jesus walked by.
施洗约翰说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
And John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
赎去世人罪孽的。
Takes away the sins of the world.
他隔了一天，他又在那里喊说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
And the next day he cries out the same, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他两个最心爱的门徒起来跟随耶稣了。
His most beloved disciples left him and went to follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这都是不容易的一件事情。
But sisters, these things are not easy.
对施洗约翰不容易。
John the Baptist was not easy.
但是他活着就是为耶稣做见证。
But for him to live is to testify for Jesus Christ.
用怎么样？我们就很希望今天晚上，或者这一次的聚会。
And brothers, we pray that tonight, this retreat.
我不管你将来是不是全时间服侍主哈。
I don't know whether you're going to be called by God to minister to Him in a full-time ministry.
那个不是重要的事情，那是神跟你之间的事情。
That is not all that important. It's between you and God.
但是我们何等希望今天晚上我们每一个人的心眼都得开。
But I pray that every one of our eyes are open tonight.
不让世界的神弄瞎了我们的心眼。
That the King of this world will not darken our eyes.
让我们一起来看羔羊。
That we come and all behold Jesus.
当我们看见他的时候
，When we see him,
我们的心会被他吸引的。
Our hearts will be drawn by him.
当我们看见他的时候
，When we see him,
我们整个的人生的脚步会向他去的。
Our path will start to walk towards him.
当我们真看见他的时候
，When we really see him,
今天我们最在乎的，我们过不去的，我们真的。不肯放的，我们为了他都可以放得下。
What matters most, what we're struggling with, the things we can't let go, we can't let them all go.
好，我们求神帮助我们哈。
We ask God to help all of us.
我们要先来读一个读一段经文。
We want to read a portion of scriptures.
刚才以赛亚书五十三章大家已经读过了。
Isaiah chapter 53, we all read it together.
我们现在一起来看一下民数记二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
我们从第四节
Verse 4.
我们一直读到第九节
Verse 9.
好，我们一起来读哈。
Let's read it together.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东殿。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨堵神和摩西，说：你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列中死了许多人。百姓到摩西那里说：我们怨堵耶和华，和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说：你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。好，我们请翻到约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3。
好，我们请读第十四节十五节。
Verse 14 and 15。
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。好，刚刚民数记二十一章是讲这一个故事。
Numbers 21 spoke of the story。
约翰福音第三章为我们解释了这个故事。
John chapter 3 explained the story。
民数记二十一章是我们常常有的经历。
Numbers 21 is the experience that we often have。
因为我们整个人生今天在这个世界经过的时候。
Because all the days of our life as we go through this world。
我们好像在经过一个大而可畏的旷野。
It's like going through this great wilderness。
里面充满了各样的危险，各样仇敌的工作。
All sorts of dangers, all sorts of the work of the enemy.
而且在这个地上走路，人生过生活并不是这么容易。
And to walk along this wilderness, to live our everyday lives.
所以我们在二十一章发现他们走路的时候，发现这个路很难走。
So in chapter 21, we discover that the people of God, they discover that it's very hard to walk.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，他心里面心中甚是烦躁。
So the scripture tells us that they were very troubled.
最近有烦躁的人请举手吧。
They became very discouraged.
哎呀，不要不好意思，我连今天都有烦躁。今天真的是急死了，真的是很多很急的事。弟兄们，我们走这条路，常常都会有这种烦躁的经验。
A lot of time when we're on this path, we're often discouraged.
但是烦躁是难免的，因为这条路难行。
And it happens often because the way is difficult.
但是你却发现这些人在走路的时候，当他们碰到困难、碰到烦躁的事。
But you discover as they encounter difficulties and things that frustrates them.
以下他们做了一件最不该做的事情。
They done something that they're not supposed to do.
他们就怨堵神和摩西。
So they complain about God, complain toward Moses.
然后底下你就发现他们在这里为了他们的道路所走的路在那里埋怨。
And they began to complain about the path that they were on.
他们甚至为了神把他们摆在这条路上而埋怨神。
They were complaining towards God about bringing them onto this path.
他说：“你们为什么把我们摆在这条路上？”
So why did you bring us to this place?
你们为什么把我从埃及带出来？
Why did you bring us up out of Egypt?
我们在埃及不是好好的吗？
We're doing just fine in Egypt.
我们在埃及不是坐在肉锅旁边吃肉吗？
And we were sitting right next to the pot. We're eating meat.
他们已经完全忘记在埃及这个仇敌法老给他们的伤害了。
They have forgotten how they were oppressed by Pharaoh. They were slaves there.
所以他们为了他们所过的生活、所走的道路埋怨神。
So they began to complain about their walk and the path that they were on.
他们为着他们所没有的东西埋怨神，在这里没有粮，没有水。
And they complain with concerning what they do not have, the food and the water.
他们不光为着他们所没有的东西埋怨神，他们也为着他们已经有的埋怨神。
They not only complain towards God concerning the things that they don't have, but they also complain concerning the things that they do not have.
他说：“我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。”
And they say our hearts despise these, we loathe these worthless bread.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现你们这个经历其实跟我们是非常非常 related 的，非常连得起来的。
You discover that we can actually identify with this experience.
我们在走属灵道路的时候，我们难免疲倦，难免有很多的困难。
A lot of times we're on our spiritual journey, we're tired, we have a lot of difficulties.
我们会有一些烦躁的感觉。
And we're discouraged sometimes.
但弟兄姊妹，这个东西越来越严重。
But brothers and sisters, this becomes more and more serious.
他们开始怨毒神和摩西。
They began to complain against God and again against Moses.
他们埋怨他们所过的生活，他们所走的道路。
They complained about their daily lives and the path that they're on.
他们为了他们所没有的东西在那里埋怨神。
Again, for what they do not have, they complain towards God.
他们也为着他们已经有的东西来埋怨神。
But also for what they already have, they complain towards God.
换句话说，都是埋怨的。
So they complain about everything.
对天、对地、对神、对人。
Towards heaven, towards earth, your people, towards God.
对没有的，对有的都在埋怨。
For when they have, for when they don't have, they're complaining about everything.
弟兄姊妹啊，当我们在这里埋怨的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we begin to complain,
神把他给我们的保护一撤掉了。
When God will say, "Okay, I'm going to take away my protection."
让我们经历没有神保护的时候是什么生活
？Then you and I would experience what is it like when we don't have the protection.
你发现立刻火蛇进到他们中间去了。
You discover the fiery serpents immediately enter the camp.
哦，很多人。被蛇咬
A lot of people were bitten by it.
被蛇咬的都进入死亡。
And those who were bitten by it were dying.
就受伤，然后以至于死。
And they are all under harm, and they are on their way of meeting death.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要小看在我们这些蒙恩的人身上。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon all of us who have received grace.
神在我们的周围摆下了火城保护我们。
Under the walls of fire that surrounds us.
神在我们周围摆下的篱笆保护我们。
God has set up boundaries and fences around us.
我想在我们教会久一点的弟兄姊妹可能听过可能看过我写过一篇短文叫做 The Invisible Fence.
Those of brothers and sisters who've been around for some time have seen this article that I've written called Invisible Fence.
叫做那一道看不见的篱笆。
That fence that cannot be seen.
有没有人知道在哪里？
Anybody remember where that article is or that?
这个 invisible fence 是在哪一卷书里面写的
？Do you know where the term invisible fence is?
约伯记哈，有没有人不知道的
？Anyone did not know?
有的话我们才看，没有我就不看。
Anyone?
哦，还蛮多的，我们看一下下就好了。约伯记第一章。
Job chapter one.
约伯记第一章。
Job chapter one.
我们从第八节，我们为了省时间，好，我们简单看一下。
Verse eight.
耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾经用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故的呢？你岂不是视为圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。”好，我们其他时间没有空去读了。你看见没有？
You discover the fence.
当神很生气的拿着约伯告诉撒旦说：“你看见我的仆人多好了没有
？”God was so proud. God appointed Job and spoke to Satan, "Hey, look, have you considered my servant Job?"
完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Righteous, fears the Lord, and depart from evil.
地上再也找不到了。
You will not find another like him.
撒旦心里不服气。
And Satan, he was didn't want to
撒旦说：“这个人爱你，岂不是因为你视为用篱笆围着他吗
？”This man loves you because you set up a hedge around him.
然后你这么祝福他
，and then you blessed him.
你不信，你把这个篱笆撤掉。
You don't believe me? Take away your fence.
你看看他还爱不爱你
？See if he still loves you.
所以神那天许可了。
So God says, "All right."
不可以取掉他的命就是了。
The only thing you cannot do is take his life.
就这个篱笆才一撤起来。
So God says, "Let the fence go."
约伯就接二连三的各样的灾祸临到他。
Immediately calamity fell upon him.
羊群、牛群、骆驼、仆人，然后所有的儿女全部一天之间全部死掉。
All of his livestock, all of his servants, all of his children, they all died in the same day.
或者被抢去了。
Or they were robbed.
所以弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为今天你过的这副样子，虽然你有很多不满意的东西。这个神欠了我们什么
？And do not think that you know like you should live your days right now. There may be some things that you're not happy about. That maybe God owes you something.
所有的情形可以比你现在更糟。
And there are a lot of things that can get even far more worse than
神只要一撤手，你知道撒旦马上来。
As soon as God lifts up his hand, Satan will come.
盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
The thief came to steal, to kill, to destroy.
所以我们千万在主的面前不要骄傲，不要埋怨。
So do not be prideful before God.
路难走是真的。
The way is difficult.
会碰到困难是真的。
There are difficulties along the way.
但是当我们埋怨神，埋怨这一切所有的时候
，But when we start to complain towards God, complain about everything we have,
神就让我们经历没有神恩典是怎么回事。
So God says, "Okay, I'll let you experience what is life like without grace."
你马上发现火蛇进来了。
And all of a sudden, the fiery serpents into the camp.
哎呀，我不要讲了，你们今天晚上回宿舍不敢住了。
I'm not going to say anymore. But if you guys go back to your dorm, you might not sleep.
在 tent 里面，那个蛇就跑来了。
In the middle of the tent.
尸体捡马拉蛇来了。
They go gather the man of the snake.
走在路上，蛇咬上来了。
And when they're walking along the path, the snake would bite them.
弟兄姊妹啊，当这么多人被仇敌攻击，面对死亡的时候
，When all these people are being attacked by the evil one and they're facing death,
百姓们知道自己有罪了。
People immediately knew that they've sinned.
因为他们天天看那些不该看的东西。
Because every day their eyes is looking upon the things that they should not look at.
他们不看神。
They're not looking at God.
他们不看神给的恩典。
They're not looking at God's grace.
他们不看神今天在他们身上有一个伟大的计划。
They did not look at God's wonderful plan in their lives.
他不看神带他们要去的地方是何等美的迦南地牛奶与蜜之地。
They took their eyes off the fact that God's taken to a land of milk and honey.
他们看的都是眼前的问题。
They see immediately the problems before.
他们看的都是眼前吃不到的东西。
They look at the things that they could not eat.
他们看到的都是一条路难走。
And all they can see is the way is so difficult.
因为什么？这太像我们今天的情形。我们为了我们一切周遭的人事物，我们的工作，我们的家庭，哎呀，我们这么多的事情在埋怨。
It's so much like us, you know, the things that we encounter, our workplace, our families, and we're complaining about everything.
我们看。
We look at all these things.
而我们就掉进了死亡。
And then we fell into death.
有时候我们就掉进了仇敌的工作里面。
And we fell into the scheme of the evil one.
那天当百姓悔改的时候。
So that day when the people of God repented.
神不光是立了一条铜蛇做拯救。
God not only established this bronze serpent that it would be the way of salvation.
神更是积极上要教导百姓们要学习来看。神的儿子
But actively God is teaching the people of God Come and look at my son
因为这是新约里面告诉我们的这个故事的解释就在约翰福音三章四节
Because the explanation of this story is revealed to us in John chapter 3
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇
How Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness
人子也要照样被举起来
And the son of man will be lifted up
叫我们看他
That we may see him
所有看他的得永生
And everyone who see him will have everlasting life
不要以为这个永生只是我得救的那个时候而已。
Don't think that this everlasting life is just what I receive when I.
我们什么时候一看羔羊
？Every time we look at the Lamb of God.
什么时候我们一望铜蛇
？Every time we look at this bronze serpent.
他说我们就活了。
It says that we live.
一方面他替我们担当了所有的罪恶。
And on the one hand, he has borne all of our sins.
当我们看他的时候
，And when we look at him.
当我们照着神的话凭信心来看耶稣的时候
，And by faith we look at Jesus.
我们的罪归到他的身上。
Our sin.Are cast upon him.
神的审判离开我们。
And the judgment of God has departed from us.
神叫仇敌的工作离开我们。
And the work of the enemy has departed from us.
所有看他的就活了。
So everyone who looks at Jesus, you are made alive.
写在那里讲的两次，一望这蛇就活了。
And the scripture says twice, everyone who looks at the serpent is made alive.
今天姊妹，这是我们今天晚上第一件事情要来讲的。
Brothers, this is the very first thing we're going to talk about tonight.
当我们讲看了神的羔羊。
When we say, behold the Lamb of God.
我们这次准备讲三个题。
We're going to talk about three distinct topics.
今天晚上讲被杀的羔羊。
One is the lamb that is slain.
他担当了我们所有的罪孽，他医治了我们所有的疾病。
He has borne all of our sins. He has healed all of our sicknesses.
明天晚上我们讲行走的羔羊。
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the walking lamb.
他是一直往前去的那位。
He is one that is always progressive, moving forward.
呼召我们起来跟随他。
He calls us to follow him.
最后一天我们讲他是做宝座，有一天要回来的羔羊。
And lastly, we're going to talk about the lamb that is enthroned, who will return.Come back.
只要你们还脑筋有一点清醒的话，还没睡着的话，你就知道第一天重在基督已经做成的，讲过去。
And if you're still awake, you're paying attention, you realize the very first day we're going to talk about what Christ has done, what he has already accomplished.
2000年前他已经被杀了。
2000 years ago he was slain.
救恩已经做成。
Salvation is done.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞 来归向神的救恩。